Praise the Lord. Happy to be out this evening. Amen. Let's all stand if you will. Let's go before him in prayer. Dear precious Heavenly Father, Lord, it's deemed another great privilege, Lord, to be able to come, Lord, to worship you with saints of like precious faith. And Lord, it's always good to hear what you have to speak to us. And Lord, we patiently wait, Lord, with our hearts open, very anxious to see what you have for us this night, Lord. And Lord, let us yield unto you, Lord, with all our hearts. Lord, just have your way now in the remainder of the service. Everything that's said and done, only be for your glory and your honor. This is our prayer. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. You may be seated. I turn to page 16, and I only believe. Search me, O God, and know my heart today. Try me, O my Hope is built on nothing less. Amen. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name.
God.
God still moves. Amen. You're believing? God still moves. Oh, God still moves. God still moves. In the heart of His children, God still moves. He does not sleep, nor does He slumber. God still moves. God still moves. Hallelujah. Praise Your wonderful name. I know the master of the wind. Amen. Do you know Him? Hallelujah. I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm, make the sun shine again. Hallelujah. I know the master of the wind. I know the master of the wind. Hallelujah. Amen. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm, make the sun shine again. I know the master of the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise Your wonderful name. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. You're so thankful You know Him. Hallelujah. When He's there, you need Him the most. He's always there. Amen. I'm so thankful. Never want to take for granted all that He does for us. Amen. I know Him. I appreciate Him. I love Him. Amen. I know you do too. Amen. Praise His wonderful name. Let's just sing it again. I know the master of the wind. Hallelujah. Amen. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm, make the sun shine again. Amen. I know. Give all glory and thanks unto You, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, for You've already calmed all the storms and made it shine again. Praise Your wonderful name. Hallelujah. Lord, may we just trust Him. Amen. Put all our trust in Him, knowing He will take care of everything. Amen. There's nothing He don't already know about. There's nothing He ain't already taken care of. We just got to trust Him. Amen. You know that to be true? Amen. As too many times in my life, He's taken care of it, saints. Amen. I just appreciate Him. I love Him. I thank Him for His goodness. Thank Him for His mercy. Thank Him for the peace. Amen. That you have in your heart each and every day, knowing everything's going to be all right. Praise His name. Brother Paul, would you mind taking up the offering again, brother? Amen. That's a blessing, if you would.
Lord Jesus, Son and Father. Just me, Father.
Yes.
Lord Jesus, and just whatever we've got to do.
I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm, make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. Sing it again. I know the master of the wind. Yes. Hallelujah. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm, make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. Praise his name. Amen. Anyone have a need upon their heart? Beloved, raising her hand. Brother DeLong, would you take the request this evening?
Heavenly Father, we appreciate the opportunity to gather here again this evening, Lord. We thank you for your love and mercy and grace unto us, Lord. Lead us and guide us and direct us to the pathways of righteousness and holiness in this hour in which we live, Lord. And pray, dear God, in this hour that we have.
Seen it. Amen. Does anyone have a special song? Prayer hearts? Sister Grace? 77. Oh, so are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's life for a look at the Ooh. All stand. I'm going to ask the pastor to come at this time. Amen. Let's keep our hearts open. Amen. Let's sing that little chorus. Footprints of Jesus leading the way.
Footprints of Jesus leading the way. Bow our heads again for a moment of prayer. Kind Heavenly Father, as we have come here, Lord, this evening now and bow our heads and our hearts before you, we're asking once more that you would just speak to our hearts, Lord, and just, Lord, by your sweet Holy Spirit, dip your words into our hearts. But Lord, we need you. We're living in the last moments of time. Help us to understand, Lord, and see the time we are living in. We ask now that you forgive us again of our sins and iniquities. May everyone that stands here with me tonight, Lord, and those listening, may your precious blood cover us, O God. Make us clean, Lord. We can stand here now, Lord, and bring forth your word and wait on you to act in our hearts, Lord, and bring it forth. We appreciate it now. Just have your way. Ask in your holy, precious name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise his name. You may be seated. I'd like to go right back in where we was at this morning and like to refresh your mind a couple of things here. And first was in that message, Greater Than Solomon is here. And we'll read a portion of this. Begin about paragraph 158. And just want you to get thinking on the right track. He says, one of these days when the tribulation sets, we'll say, wasn't there to be a rapture first? And it'll be, it's already past. And you knew nothing about it. See, it'll come like a thief in the night. I'll tell you, it's time for believers to trim their lamps and get on their toes. The calling time is at hand. We should remember that. So we remember, you see, it'll be a secret coming. And how I just cannot imagine, I guess, is to think that point or to come to that place in life and to know that you missed the rapture. And I just can't imagine how horrible that would be to know what we know and then to have to face that day to know we missed it. And to know that maybe one of our loved ones had changed in a moment, a twinkle of an eye, and they're gone and cannot find them. Nobody can find them. And you hear maybe of another one a little bit, maybe in another church somewhere. Gone. Nobody has found them. Could you imagine or even begin to think what a lump it would grow up in your throat? And the fear would come over you if you knew that you missed the rapture. And as he said, he'd come as a thief in the night. Ye, brethren, are not in darkness. We realize the only way we can be not in darkness is the grace of God, the revelation received by having the new birth. And remember, the rapture is a revelation. So we need to make sure, friends, that we don't miss this. Because somebody's going to. There's going to be many miss it. I'm not saying any here. But yet there could be many here that miss it. I don't know. Don't know that. I trust that there isn't. But it could happen. It could be very easily two in bed. One be taken and the other one left. There could be four children in the home. Maybe one child will be taken and the rest of them not. You see? And you may ask me or think, do you think that'll happen, Brother Steve? Absolutely, I think it'll happen. It's scriptural, you see. So I believe with all my heart that's going to happen. I believe there'll be a man and wife in bed, and one or the other will be taken, and one will be left. But whichever one, maybe the man or the woman, vice versa, whichever it may be, have been fully applying their life to this and trying to make sure everything was right with God. The other one maybe didn't care and didn't care if they did overcome it or not, anything that was maybe the problem. Just kind of left it go, you know, and just kind of kept pushing it under the rug. And how to truly make that true scenario that want to be taken, want to be left, you know. And tell me, if your husband's taken, what would you feel? And you know it's too late. Or maybe you wake up some morning and your wife is not there. You think, oh, maybe she just got up and went to the restroom. Maybe she just went out and sat in the chair. Maybe she wasn't feeling good. And you just lay there and eventually maybe go back to sleep. Comes time to get up, and she's still not there. So they think, well, maybe I ought to go out and check on her. Can't find her nowhere. Nowhere. Checking the doors to see if they're shut. Maybe go ask the other children, do you know where your mother's at? No, we haven't seen her, Daddy. We don't know where she's at. And imagine you would probably start feeling a little bit strange on the inside. Probably a little bit worried. And maybe a little bit of fear. Afraid, begin to think, because we have the knowledge of this great rapture to take place, We say we understand it. We say it's close. We say the Lord is about to appear and things are pointing to it. And the signs are showing forth to it. We all know that. And we think, well, maybe she just went away for a ways, some short time. Maybe she'll be back. Maybe she went outside to do something. And then you think about it and you think, yeah, but the doors is locked. I checked to see if it was, and the doors is locked. Just wonder what kind of a fear would begin to come forth. You see, before we go into that tribulation period, I believe that things, because the prophet said, things will get a little bit rough maybe before we are taken. So I can only but see that this transition of rough times and maybe some really tough things that begin to happen, and then transition right into the tribulational period. I don't think it's going to be announced. And trumpets blow, and now the tribulation starts. I don't believe that for a minute. It's too contrary to the word. But I do believe there will be a transition into it. Are we ready? How close is that transition about to take place? You see? Just how hard will it be and how tough will times be before that? Well, let's just read a few things and give ourselves something to think about. Even young people. You know? Because what if mother and dad both go? And you children are left there. Who's going to feed you? Who's going to take care of you? It's going to get really tough. Really get hard. You may be wondering where your next meal comes from after you eat up all the food that's in the house. Maybe you're not old enough to work. Maybe you have no place to get a job. No place to make money. No way to get there. What are you going to do? You may think life's all easy now. Living with mother and dad. Mother and dad's taking care of you. But where is your soul? Every one of you. Where is your soul? You see? So we find that would be a terrible place to be in. As I read that. To even think about it. And trust that none of us will have to see that. But what if some of us do? To see that. I'm sure we'll begin to think altogether different about life now when it comes to that. The things that maybe seem to be so important to you. The things that seem to be that you just had to do. You just had to perform. You just had to take care of. You just had to do this. And you desire to do this and have this pleasure and that pleasure. Just feel so necessary. But I'm sure when it comes to that time, you'll see how foolish it was. But the trouble is, it'll be too late then. See? But let's refresh your minds back to 2 Thessalonians, 2nd chapter, just to read it real quickly here to go back into some other things. And he says, "Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means." By no means. Make sure. Be careful. Even some man in the past. Be careful. You let no man deceive you. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Brother Branham mentioned this in several different places. He mentioned first, he said, but first, there must be a falling away. First. That the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Now, I want to read another quote here, a couple quotes, I guess I should say, and then we're going to go into something here in the first seal. But I'll read this again first, just to kind of press it again in your heart. We read this morning, it's kind of finishing up on this one. Paul promised in the day, this was in the discerning the body of the Lord, in the last day by the Holy Spirit that the church will fall away. Millions of them. They'll come a falling away. For men will be heady and high-minded, lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God. We touched on those things this morning. Truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, and despisers of those that are good, not the right discernment, see? Oh, you say, that is communists. Huh? That is so-called Christians. Watch the next verse. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Oh. Okay. So the prophet has warned us, not only in that quote, but many of them. But he warned us of this falling away and what would take place. And undoubtedly, we see it happening. We see it being fulfilled. So that lets us know it's really close to the next step, the next move, you see. And we know how in this country things has gone in this past year. Undoubtedly, we know. The turmoil, the fighting, the bickering with politicians, the moving in of a new president and what he stands for. And what he longs to do. Longs for a one world order. That's his longing. That's his strive. Myself personally, I don't believe he'll be the one that accomplishes it. I believe it'll be the woman. I could be wrong. But it'll get accomplished. You see. But I want you to notice when we read these things, and watching the time, watching the signs of what's going on. And then you tell me it ain't really close. Remember, he said the believer, the born-again son, daughter of God, would not be in darkness. We would not know the day or the hour. But we shall know. It is at hand. I just read it to you. Apostle Paul let us know through the things he said. We would know it's at hand. And how it should change, maybe in a way, a lot of things we think about. Do we really love the appearing of the Lord? If we're walking in darkness, how could we ever love the appearing of the Lord? You can't see no vision. You have no vision to see out there what's going on in the time you're living in. But if you've been able to catch the vision and see exactly what's being fulfilled and see it scripturally, and see what his prophet said, and how it should change our attitude of what we may think we're going to just stick around here for another 15, 20 years, 30, 40, 50. And we don't know. We don't know the day or the hour. But we do know it's at hand, and it's very close. And I think as we begin to go into these things, you'll see you ain't got much time. I don't have much time. No. In the super sign, November 29, 1963, paragraph 25, he says, and now we find just about the same thing existing today when we know that we're living in the hour that gross darkness is to cover the earth and the people. And we find that all these modern achievements of this super age, isn't it truly a super age? And much, much achievements. I'm telling you, friends, working on automobiles, the achievement of man producing the automobile and all the things that is made on it anymore, I can't keep up with it. No. It changes every year, and you have to know so much about it. And if you don't know about it, you tear something up working on it. The electronics is getting to where I cannot even begin to figure it out. It's impossible. not only with automobiles, but with everything else in this life. It's become so technical. And everything is set up so to where everything, they can track you. And it's going to be even more so. You know yourself when you talk on a cell phone sometimes. You'll start getting advertisements on the thing you talked about on your phone. Yeah. It's being tracked, everything you do. They know exactly where you're at, what you're talking about. Absolutely. You may think, "No, Brother Steve, I don't believe that." Well, you've got a lot to learn. Yeah. Because it's so true. And all this is setting up for what's coming. Sure is. It's another sign. It's about over with. It's a sign of what that Superman's going to do and control. We talk about this country controlling us to do this and controlling us to do that. I'm going to tell you, friends, those that miss the rapture are going to really be controlled. Yeah. If you don't like being controlled now, you better make it in the rapture. And you better let Jesus Christ control you. Have a greater preeminence of your life. You see. He says, a super age and so forth that we're living in, it is only a sign of the gross darkness in, now get this, in the spiritual realm. All these nice fancy achievements is only a sign of, what did he say? Gross darkness in the spiritual realm. All this is contrary to what God does. All of man's achievements and Satan's civilization is all contrary to God. You see? And it's a sign. It's a sign showing that spiritual realm is going to be in really bad shape. Really bad. People will be hard-hearted, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, truce-breakers, false accusers, incontinent. All these things, they will be. And if you can't see that going on, something's wrong. It's rare that you find a nice person anymore. Yeah. You find one once in a while. But as far as just a nice, moral person, it's getting hard to find. He said, "Brother Steve, I don't have no problem finding good moral people. Maybe you're too much like the world." Yeah. Maybe that's why you find a lot of them. Yeah. But if you're walking in the Spirit, all you see is chaos. Because the Holy Ghost has lifted you up in that sphere. And you're looking down and seeing all that chaos. And filth and corruption that you want to be no part of. Yeah. But if you love the world and the things of the world, the love of the Father is not even in you. You don't even have the Holy Ghost. Yeah. See? We're in the Laodicea church age where they're just lukewarm. That's all it has to be. You don't have to be cold. It's just lukewarm. Yeah. They could go to church, and people does. And it seems to have a zeal to go to church, some of them. Yeah. But to know anything about the Spirit. Now listen to what he's saying. But to know anything about the Spirit and the time they're living in. To know anything about the Spirit and the time that they're living in. Some of them is as blind as they can be about those things. They still have a zeal to go to church. But so blind they can't see what the Holy Spirit's doing. They can't see what time they're living in. They're missing it. They're missing how close they are to rapture. And again, that's why they don't love the appearing of the Lord. But I trust that by the time the Holy Ghost helps us, if we want help, I'm trusting we'll love the appearing of the Lord more than we do now. That we'll be able to look back a few weeks from now and say, yeah, I didn't love the appearing of the Lord. I thought I did. But I hope by the time the Holy Ghost gets done, we'll love the appearing of the Lord. And we'll be more excited about this and realize this is why we're here, to come to this finished point. Yeah. To change this body. In a moment, in a twinkle of an eye, from mortal to immortal. Now let's think about it, friends. That's going to take somebody led by the Spirit of God. That's going to take somebody that's filled with the Holy Ghost. It's not going to be somebody that can't overcome. It's not going to be somebody that keeps getting upset, lying and cheating and doing all kinds of things, envying one another, jealousies, backbitings, fussings. Them people ain't going to change. This is a people that's going to change, friend, that's going to have the literal life of Jesus Christ on display. That is the only ones that's going to change. Outside of that, they're lost. Am I making sense? The time that they're living in, you see, but to know anything about the Spirit and the time they're living in, some of them are as blind as they can be about those things. Seem like no matter what God would do and how well it would be proved by His Word, still, they just can't see it. Just can't see it. Many people can't get past the reality of what they've seen that prophet do or read about or listen to it and listen to the things that took place. The many things God healed through that prophet would tell them exactly where they lived, what time something happened, who the person was, all about it, and they miss it altogether. They're not catching it. It just becomes messages he brought, messages they listened to, and messages that's never lived. You see? Never manifested. But there has to be somebody that manifests what he ministered on. The word that was brought. You see, there has to be. They just can't see it. I wonder if it isn't just about like what he said. Advise, but cannot see. They have eyes to see, but cannot see. They have ears to hear, but they cannot hear. Imagine that. We ought to look around and see all these things that's happening are a sign that the end is at hand. Because these are the things that was predicted to be at this time. Look at that. The things I've mentioned about the falling away of what he spoke on, and what the prophet said, and the scriptures I've read, it's coming to pass. It's moving right into that position to where that rapture can come. Yeah. And the next few months even will tell us maybe another great story. Yeah. We begin to see this one world order begin to set up. Remember, before it gets fully set up, the bride will be out of here. But what's it mean as I see it begin to move in place? What if I see this next president now begin to move it in position and see all these things come together? Are we going to be able to sit there and deny that the Lord Jesus is close to coming? Nay, we shall know. Draweth nigh. And our body is changing. It's very close. Very close. You see? It's been talked about for years. But guess what else? It has to happen sometime. Am I going to be one ready for it? Oh, glory. Help me, Lord. Help me not miss this. Oh, God. We had to hear. It's over with. It's finished. And you missed it. honest. After all my life I've given to it, trying my best to serve God and to think I was all right. And maybe it wasn't. And there you missed it. I can't imagine it. My mind almost cannot fathom it. How terrible it would be. That in itself, without even getting into the tribulational period. Just the mental torture it would be. To know that we missed it. Well, saints, you've got all the opportunity now to get where we need to be. By God's help, we'll get there if you'll listen to the Holy Ghost. Not to me. You listen to the Holy Ghost. And the Comforter shall come. He shall teach you all things and bring all things to remembrance whatsoever I said unto you. Will we be able to listen? Will we be able to hearken? Will we be able to hearken unto that voice? God help us. Help us, Lord. Sorry. Saints, this is real to me. I fear there'll be some message. If you can't see, it's getting close. I'm drawn. Remember? He told the believers not be in darkness. Don't forget it. But the believers, children of light, they can see what's going on. They know what's going on. And you tell me, if you know what's going on, your response ain't going to react in the right way. If you see what's going on, your response will act the right way. Your response to this will be, oh God, help me, Lord, to be ready. Forgive me, Lord, of my slothfulness, foolishness, carnality, temper tantrums, jealousies, fussing. God, help me. I'll miss it, Lord, if you don't. The first seal. Trying to hold you too much longer. Trouble is, if I go on with this, it'd be a while. Can I have a little bit of time? Just maybe if I get through a couple pages of it real quick and get the right direction of it. Paragraph 349, the first seal, March 18, 1963. And after the church is taken away, now you listen to this because you'll be able to see what's coming forth. We're going to read what's going to happen after the church is taken away. And if I see these things moving in its place, it's close. And after the church is taken away, Rome and the Jews will make a covenant with one another. The Bible said they would with the holy people. And notice, they'll make it because why? this nation is going to be busted. And the rest of the world that's on gold standard will be busted. And you look what this pandemic is doing. It's busting this country. They're spending money now that they do not have, trying to fix problems. It's busted. It's broke. It'll never come back. No. Can you see it's busted? Read about it a little bit and you'll find out it's busted, friends. And you know they're printing money. They don't have even gold to back it up. No way. It's busted. After the church is gone. He said, do you know that? Yes, we do. We're living off taxes and due bills for 40 years from now. I'm sure it's even further than that now. Where are we at? There's only one thing that can happen. That's to call in the currency and pay off the bonds. And we can't do it. Wall Street owns them, and Wall Street's controlled by the Jews. The rest of it's the Vatican. And you'll notice, Biden's already been getting buddy-buddies with the Pope. Immediately. As soon as he found out. Yeah. He knows what he's got to do. Do we realize it? But remember, before this gets rolling real good, the bride's out of here. Tell me it ain't close. Tell me we don't need to live a whole different type of people. God help us. And the Jews has got the rest of it in Wall Street with the commerce of the world. But we can't call it in. And if we could do it, do you think these whiskey guys and all those tobacco people with billions times billions of dollars a year write off all their income tax to old vulgar pictures and things? Talking about advertisements. They do all over the place. Go out in Arizona there and buy millions of acres of land and thousands and dig in big wells and he says, and $50,000 and pay it off with income tax? And they put you in jail if you don't pay yours. But they write it off and throw up wells and send bulldozers in. And what do? They put housing projects in there. And the next turnaround with their money that they made, and they've got to make an investment, and they put houses and projects in there and sell them for millions of dollars. Do you think them guys are going to compromise to change currency? Like this fellow down here, what's his name, Castro did. He'd done the only smart thing that he ever did do. When he destroyed the bonds, paid them off, and destroyed them. Notice, but we can't do that. These guys won't let us. The rich merchants of the earth hold it. And then there's only one thing to do. The Catholic Church to pay it off. Oh, look at that. Remember, the new president's already getting buddy-buddy with him. He knows this country's busted. He knows he needs help. He's going to try to be the Superman and save this country. Yeah. It ain't going to work. She's the only one that's got the money. She can do it, and she will do it. To get all their money. Oh, making people pay. Charging for forgiveness. Yeah. Sliding the church more than it should be given to them. Given properties to her. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And in doing this to get it, she'll compromise with the Jews. Oh. And make a covenant. And when she makes this covenant with the Jews, now remember, I'm taking this from Scriptures. And now when she does this and makes this covenant, we notice in Daniel 8, 23 and 25, he will cause craft to prosper. Won't you pay attention? What do you think is going to prosper if this pandemic moves out of the way a little bit? Oh. He will cause craft to prosper, and craft is manufacturing. We can't buy nothing harder now. Everything's sold out. What do you think is going to happen when it gets all rolling again? Oh. It's going to prosper. We're so far behind on making stuff and merchandise. He says, and he makes this covenant with the Jews, and in the midst of this 3.5 years, remember, the bride won't be here. But look how close it is, all this stuff moving in. Have we got a long time? No. No. Remember, brethren, you won't be in darkness. You're children of light. Let's act like children of light. Let's love the appearing of the Lord. It's getting close for us. Don't get tangled up in the affairs of this life. Oh, God, help us. I feel the anointing of His Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Precious Lord. He makes this covenant with the Jews in the midst of this 3.5 years. He breaks this covenant as soon as he gets the thing wrapped up and gets the money of the Jews tied up. And when he does that, I'm going to tell you, friends, I don't want to be here when this happens, because that means I missed it. Oh my, he says, and he's called Antichrist until the end of the war, and until the end of the church age, for he is, and his children are against Christ and the Word. This man's called the Antichrist. Now he's going to hold the money, and that's where I think he'll come in just a minute. While I say this, then I want to go back in a minute. He's called the Antichrist and will be called the Antichrist in the sight of God until the end time. Now, but then he'll be called something else. Now, when he gets the money all under control, so if you've got cash laying around, friends, don't bank your life on it. That cash, one of these days, you'll be able to paper the walls with it. And it won't be worth nothing. Absolutely nothing. When he gets the money all under control, then he will break this covenant with the Jews, as Daniel here said he would do it, in the midst of the last half of the 70 weeks of Daniel. And then, brother, what will he do? He will have all the world trade and commerce. A pact with the world. Well, one world order fits right in that, doesn't it? Sure does. And this present we just got, it's his goal. Yeah. What if it don't get accomplished for 3 years? His goal. Just remember, the bride's going to be out of here before that gets in full swing. Yeah. Go ahead and keep fooling around. Go ahead and thinking you can get by without the Holy Ghost. You'll be one of these days that maybe the one beside of you will come up missing. And you'll be left. Because he will hold the wealth of the world completely. And during that time, them two prophets will rise on the scene and call that 144,000. Yeah. He tells another place, and the scripture tells us they'll kill them in the streets. And they'll lay in the streets. But guess what? We won't be here. No. The children of light will not be here. Okay. Then what will take place? I'll close here. Then the mark of the beast, Revelation 13, will set in. Because he holds all the commerce and trade and everything of the world. And what will take place then? The mark of the beast will come in. That no man can buy or sell except he has the mark of the beast. But guess what? We won't be here. I thank God for his mercy. God, help me be true. Help me make it in, Lord. Oh, Lord. He says, thank God. The church will be enjoying the great 3.5 years in glory. I long for that. I long for the time you'll walk around that table and wipe the tears from my eyes. Son, cry no more. It's finished. I can't imagine. I can't imagine. Quit crying. Honestly. How could I? I seem to think of it now as crying throughout eternity. But the joy, the love that he has for me. Why? And no, I really can't never repay him. You say, well, you can give your life to him, but that's doing enough. Is it really? Is it really enough to just give your life to him? Sure, there's more than that. For what he'd done for us. He said she don't have to go through that. I don't have to go through that. I don't have to go through that I can't buy herself. I'll be out of here by then. But just think, friends. If you see these things happen, we've missed it. We've missed it. And guess what? Well, no, you missed it. Don't be one of them friends that misses it. Because you'll have the knowledge of it. And greater condemnation will be upon you. I'll close there for tonight. I hope today something has struck your heart. These things have struck mine. There's such a godly fear come upon our hearts as we miss anything. May our hearts and our lives be in great reverence and respect to him. And give our life to him like we never have before. 20 years ago, we could have read these things and thought about it. But never think about it like we can now. Because now it's time. As I said, we've been hearing it for years. The rapture, catching away, the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ. And hoped it would happen and waited for it to happen. And this, that, and the other. But really, things wasn't in place. But I believe with all my heart it's moving into place now. And we can be children of light. Help me, Lord, to be a child of light. Amen. Won't you, sisters, come to the instruments, please? Praise His holy name. Thank God for His mercy and His grace. For how true mercy has rewrote my life. Hope it keeps on rewriting it. That I'll match every word of God. Amen. Let us all stand. Let's sing that little chorus and ask Brother Timothy come up if he would, please. Mercy rewrote my life. Oh, yes, it has. God's mercy rewrote my life. Come on up, brother. Should have fallen, my soul cast down, but mercy rewrote my life.
Sing it again.
Oh, mercy. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Rewrote my
glory to God. I love you, Lord. I should have fallen, my soul cast down, but mercy rewrote my life.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, how thankful we ought to be.
Oh, God.
To hear these things that we're hearing. Amen.
Oh, God.
Let's sing that little chorus, He brought me.
Hallelujah. He brought me in. He brought me in. Oh, glory. I praise God. He brought me
word is coming to pass. This is the day we've longed for. Just as the children of Israel longed to see that promised land. And they made it all the way to that bank. They were standing there looking across. That's where we are tonight, saints. And it's only by God's grace that we stand here with this precious word renewing our minds and drawing our attentions. Prepare yourselves. We're fixing to cross. And may we make ready. And just let God every fiber of our being and yield to this precious word that it would truly take us and mold us. Don't look backwards, but only look forward and look ahead. And ask God to move it into our hearts in a greater measure, I pray. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Lord, we thank you once more. Lord, as I was praying this morning before we came, and Lord, you know, I was just saying, it don't matter how many times I've heard a scripture. And it don't matter how many times I hear the quote that was read. But Lord, give me a new burning understanding of what I'll hear this day. And Lord, may that burn in our hearts. Lord, we've heard these things. We can rehearse them, Lord, some of them we can quote it by heart. But Lord, is it a reality to us to be able to stand now, Lord, as Paul said, you're not in darkness, that day should overtake you. But Lord, we're standing here seeing scriptures fulfilled. We see the things the prophet spoke, Lord, coming to pass. And Lord, beyond that, we see that great catching away is now looming on the horizon. And Lord, it's not just a fantasy, it's not a dream, but Lord, it's going to be reality soon. And Lord, may these words that we've heard today prepare our hearts. Lord, may we truly lay aside all foolishness, Lord, and as we look into God's precious word, Lord, may each and every word become alive, Lord, and the fussing, as our brother mentioned, backbiting, envies, and strives, Lord, let not once be named among us, Lord, or named in our lives, or, Lord, how hard that I would be caught harboring hard feelings towards one another in my heart, Lord, at this late hour. But, Lord, let us press for the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. As we see this maturity moving in, Lord, may we lay aside every weight that would beset us. And press, Lord, this last few days. And Lord, continue to illuminate your word in our hearts, Lord. And let us stay focused on you, Lord, that we would be truly in tune with what you're going to do in the last few moments of time. Lord, we don't care what's happening in the world. I want to make sure, Lord, that I'm looking at me. And that I'm lining up, Lord, with what you said I need to be. All else will fall in where it belongs, Lord. But I want to see my name is written and matching what you said that bride would be in this last day. We thank you, Lord, for our brother that's labored today and brought us the word. And Lord, we just pray that you'll bless him and strengthen him. And Lord, as a congregation here, Lord, bless us together. And Lord, bless our hearts with this precious word that it would truly mean more to us than it ever has. And Lord, we ask you to bring us back at the next appointed time if you should tarry. And we'll never fail, Lord, to thank you. We'll never fail to praise you for all that you do for us. And Lord, just bless those that couldn't be here once more. Yes, strengthen Lord. Them, touch them. Lord, we live in strange times, but Lord, you know everything. Yes. We just ask you, Lord, to watch over each and every one. And we'll never fail, Lord, to always make sure we say thank you for all that you do for us. And we ask it in your most precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Isn't he wonderful? Amen. Let's sing that little chorus again. Mercy rewrote my life. Oh, mercy rewrote my life. God's mercy I should have fallen, my soul cast down, but mercy rewrote my life. Amen. May the Lord richly bless you. You're all dismissed. Amen.